The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
You're listening to the Best Morning Routine Ever podcast, the show that proves no one stumbles upon success ever. With your host, Lou Need. Every Mondays and Thursdays, we deliver cold hard evidence behind the power of a robust morning routine. Get ready to be transformed by the renewal of your mind.
I have been helping a lot of my friends take their business ideas and turn them into purposeful businesses. If you have a business idea and you want to get a business plan together, get a lean canvas together, or you simply want to know how to get a presence online or social media presence, I am your girl. I now provide that service. You can find out more on our website, bestmorningroutineever.com. Go under the show up tab. Because the show up aspect is you showing up on purpose. It's showing up to live your purpose. And we talk about get up, dress up, and show up. You get up with the Morning Routine app. You get up with the Morning Routine podcast. You do more your morning routine. You dress up. We have a new product as well, the Smart Magic Eye Mirror, and that helps you with your calendar on there, showing you how to be productive, how to be your best self as you get ready and groom in the morning. You see your traffic update, you see your calendar view, you see everything you need to prepare you for the day, and even affirmations, those positive affirmations. We used to use sticky notes, but now it can be automatically uploaded into your magic mirror. And now the show up piece of it. Starting your own business. You have this idea, you have this talent, but don't know how to get it to the world. I can provide you with the support you need to get clarity on that vision, but also to get you started with a business plan that can get you funding with a lean canvas to help you reach and talk to investors. So that is the morning routine package. Okay, you can find out more at bestmorningroutineever.com. All right, let's get to the show. Hello, morning enthusiasts. Welcome to the Best Morning Routine Ever podcast. I am your host, Lunid Lewis, and today it is my honor, it is a joy to welcome a very special guest to today's show, Dr. Randy Rutledge. She is the founder of Singletree Media, a one-stop media shop specializing in social media marketing with data and targeting. Right now, she is working on the Singletree Media Entrepreneur Incubator model. She provides them with incubation opportunities to further their brand awareness in other markets by leveraging her media platform and customized web app. She is the guru on website. She has a gaming computer. I mean, you have to see this young lady. So further ado, Dr. Rutledge, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for giving me the opportunity to come on your fantastic show, as well as giving me an opportunity to just be before your wonderful audience. Thank you so much.
It's my pleasure. You are amazing. It's an honor for us to have you. I mean, you have been busy. So give us a little insight into your journey so far, because you've been in this space for a while.
Oh, yes. Well, see, my journey, I am, I'm going to tell you, I'm an after fivepreneur. I'm not your typical entrepreneur. Mm-hmm. After fivepreneur is something, a phrase that I coined and trademarked. It means that you have a 9-to-5 and you have it because of choice and you have obligations. So you work a 9-to-5, which gives you the kind of resources all the time, as well as benefits. But then you use your time that you're not working for entrepreneurial endeavors. So your question was, you said comment, I've been on a journey. Well, I'm 62 years old. I've been on a journey for a long time. And maybe some of your audience may be so much younger than I, but I've been in technology since the 80s, before they even had Java, before Java came out. So wow. I've been in technology for a while. I've seen it, you know, morph and mature into various spaces. And because of my personality, I typically, like we talked before the broadcast, blessed and highly favored. Mm-hmm. I'm given this insight on where technology is going. And I'm always prepping myself prior to, you know, the rest of the world getting there. So when it happens, I'm there and I'm able. Mm-hmm. So if we focus on Singletree Media, most people are thinking about and have all their ads on YouTube or Facebook, and now people are morphing to TikTok. But you have to understand that that's a free platform for you if you're a person providing free content. Mm-hmm. So let me restate that. If you're a content creator, and you're posting your content on Facebook and YouTube and TikTok, you have created an ocean of content for the owners of that those platforms. And so they can get monies from advertisers. So you might get a few pennies on the dollar and YouTube sensation, and you're making good money, but think, you should have another avenue for your content. Per adventure, you're making all your money this way, and they shut that down, and then you don't have a platform that people can come to with the subscription model or whatever, or pay-per-view or whatever, then all of your monies can be stopped like that, Dr. Lewis, just stopped.
Yeah, that makes sense, because you have to be able to own your subscription list, right? Yes. Because it's not just like the platforms will shut down. They're huge, they're massive, too big to fail almost, right? But yes. What if they change their rules? What if they change their regulations? And they do that quite frequently. And so that's the most easiest thing to kind of to be done. Yes. And then it affects you as a business, because then you lose all those followers.
Yes. And you have to be thinking strategically. And there are a lot of entrepreneurs. I used to work for, you talked about my journey. I'm just going to pepper it in as we mm-hmm. talk. I used to work for Deloitte Consulting, Accenture Consulting, Bearing Point Consulting, and my own consulting company, Rutledge & Associates. So I've been in consulting a long time, and you need to think strategically. So yeah, you jump out there and you're on a platform, you're doing well, you went viral, people are coming to you, they're asking you to use their products and, you know, put them on your program, but you have to think further than your nose. Mm-hmm. Write that strategy out. Hey, yeah, I'm booming now. I'm making this money now, but how can I expand my reach? And I guess sustain my reach is another way to say it too. So when I think about my platform, here's the thing. I have a couple of people that are on my platform and they preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. That gospel is being seen in Korea. When I look at my numbers in Korea, Belarus, Russia, so that's an extension of a platform. Maybe they're not going to be on there. I'm liking you and I'm commenting, but you're extending whatever your value is, whatever you believe in. And so going back to the journey, again, I've been in technology since the 80s. I've morphed through health technology, through telecom technology. Most recently, I'm in health technology where I'm dealing with telehealth, the back end of telehealth systems. And I just saw that this is something I should do. And I'll put a pin right there. I'm always on the internet searching for grants and things like that. That's how I got in here. Dr. Looney, I put my name in for a grant for $50,000. This is when COVID first hit. Mm-hmm. And I might sound like I'm rambling, but my other business, the online adjunct, I was already creating online content and creating online classes for 4 universities.
Yeah.
But so I put my name in for a $50,000 grant. COVID hit. I get a call. Dr. Rutledge, we want to let you know that you won the grant. And I didn't even remember. It was like a couple of months ago. I didn't remember the grant. And he was like, well, what's the grant for? And they were like, you know, it's for over the top media platform. And I'm thinking in my head, I know all about technology. I know all this, but I don't know anything about this. So in my head, I'm thinking, this is an opportunity you can't let go. The grant was to build all my apps on Roku, Amazon Fire, Apple, iOS, Android, and to give a monthly charge after they built all of that for me to have my platform.
And that's fantastic.
My channels, my live, my record from live to recording video on demand, my pay-per-view, it came with all of it.
That is fantastic. You mentioned reaching a global market, right? We got to be able to do business outside of our next door neighbor or down the street. Where are you currently doing business?
I'm located in Sarasota, Florida. My platform is international. It is, you can reach it just by having Roku or Fire or one of my apps.
Yeah. So tell us about what it is that your business do, Singletree Media. If I am an entrepreneur and I'm coming on and I say, I need to get presence on, get myself out there, how do I come into you? What do you provide?
Well, we provide, if you go to singletree.media, mm-hmm. and right underneath what we offer, you'll see we provide a couple of things. We provide, number one, video on demand. And we, for a cost, you can upload as many videos as you like. You get a channel for a cost, and that's, you just give me the video or my team the video, and it's upload. We need the video and the thumbnail. You can mm-hmm. upload as many as you want, and you leverage, that's my incubation model. You leverage the audience I already have, which is international. Now, some audiences, when you think of verticals, and you probably already know this, Dr. Luneed, when it comes to video on demand, there's three verticals that people like, and that's health, like fitness, mm-hmm. they like the ministry, and it just went out of my head so quickly. So it's fitness, the ministry, and I forgot what the other one is. I know it's kind of healthy, health-like, but those are the three verticals that people like to watch. But I'm incubating other models to make sure. So we offer the video on demand. We also offer the live. If you want a live channel and you want to stream live, typically like you do on YouTube or TikTok or Facebook, we can give you a live channel for a cost, and you can stream as many times as you want. It automatically records from live to video on demand. We'll take that video as it is, we'll download it. It's sent to you if you want to edit it, because we don't provide editing. We don't mm-hmm. do your thumbnails. We leave all that to you. We're just your platform and hosting.
It's like Amazon for marketing, essentially, because yes. you provide the platform, the yes. marketplace.
And then we do pay-per-view. So if you want to do something online or whatever, and you want to, you have a pay-per-view, we have a really nice split between my split. We only take 5%, the rest. Well, it's 10%. So then the rest goes to my team who does everything. And we just take a tee bit off the top for the technology, but most of it goes to you.
That is fantastic. So that is a great way to pivot into the COVID, right? Since COVID started, and a lot of people have been finding ways to get their message out there because everyone's at home. They're not doing the live conferences anymore. They're also not doing motivational speeches anymore, TED Talks and all that. So this came in at the right time. So yes. how can, with this in place, how do we evolve past COVID?
You know, I don't know if it's, that's a good word, evolve. I think you're doing more than evolving, you're transforming totally as it relates to how you do business.
Right.
People that get this are going to be miles ahead of the people that are still holding on to the way it was. I mean, think about the Model T. We didn't have planes. You know, just think, we're in that time frame where things have already changed. Mm-hmm. And business has changed. I think we're digital now, but now you need to think about being more of an entrepreneur, in that you should own your content and you should own your platform. And if you can't own your platform, you should pay for a place where you can post your information, but you can also download it and make changes at the drop. And here's the kicker, Dr. Luneed. I'm not going to say there are no rules, but on my platform, you're not dealing with the same situation as Facebook and YouTube, where you're putting up something and they can just take it down. So there's rules, but you and I, as business to business negotiating, we determine those rules, and we determine them also based on the value and what I bring to my platform. So you want to, you know.
That's awesome. How big is your platform? How big is your the network now?
So I've been on here. When you say how big, are you saying how much content do I have, or how far is my, so I think we
have content, and then how many people are on there adapting to it?
So adopting, I have 30 people. Now mm-hmm. that's 30 people. Some people I've built their apps. So you might not see their channel on Singletree, but they're still leveraging my platform. It's just that I don't click a button and say, hey, show Miss Brown's content on her app and also on Singletree. We negotiate that. So they can have their own app. They're leveraging my platform, but they're out there. So we have 30 in the incubation. As far as audience, we have had almost 1 million people regularly looking. I would say we have 100 to 200,000 daily people looking at various programs. And then we have audience again that is that are on their own app.
Yeah.
That's anything from them, but they have an audience as well. And we've been doing this for over three. Well, April will be 3 years.
That is fantastic. That is great growth over that time frame. I definitely understand the concept of owning your own content and your own subscribers, because I too have my own app. You know, I have a morning routine app that goes along with the show. Yeah. So, and then people that signs, they belong into that my community, and I have access to them. So it's really, really a good idea to find a way to capture your audience and make sure you have access to them. And that's why email marketing comes in, but you sometimes have to get them from social media to your email list so that you can continue to grow with them. But what I want to talk to you, Dr. Rutledge, is incubators. If anyone's considering starting incubator, what are some tips you can give them?
So I've been mentoring for so long. I currently mentor health informatics students at the four universities. When you think about incubation, you need to set what, I don't want to say your criteria, but your value statement. And that's not for you. What value are you going to provide to them? Sometimes it's more than just a value. It could be a time frame where you're just bringing the business in. You're offering them various values so that they can grow their business, because that's who you are. So hopefully you're a mentor. Mm-hmm. If you're a mentor, you're not looking for money all the time. You're just looking to extend the growth of someone, extend their understanding. The other thing is you give them a time, an opportunity to experience business as it is, so that they can learn more than just, I'm reading all these books, but never applying anything, if that makes sense.
Right.
So I would say, create a statement, your value statement for yourself. What do you want to get out of it? I say create a value statement for what you want to give to those who you mentor. And then let money be the last thing on the paper. Let that be the last thing.
And then you provide that space for them to, one, have access to about a million people so that they can, their content can get eyes on their content and get views. Yes. And what else does the incubator provide?
Well, basically, you can collaborate with others. I can make introductions. The other thing that it provides is if you feel like you like the platform and you want your own app, the other thing it provides is that my team and the one who built my apps with the 50 grand, we can discount you, get your app up and running, and you can still leverage my platform. But your content will not be seen on Singletree Media. So you still get an opportunity. And if you say, hey, I don't want to be here anymore, I want to go to Vimeo, I want to go whatever, we can make it so you can download all of your content, which is something you rarely can do in other platforms. Download all of your content. We'll give you a link. You download all your content, put it on a drive or whatever you want to do, and then you can move on. You're not bound to us. We do have contracts that are 3 months, 6 months, 9 months, et cetera, and 12 months. That's our contract.
That is great. And I love to meet another tech savvy, another individual who loves technology and kind of stay ahead of it, doing your research so that it is changing and it changes fast. So yes, you definitely have to be on your toes when it's in the technology world. I mean, I just learned how to code doing JavaScript now. And I mean, it's so fluid. Right? Oh, there's no one way to go about
Java.
It.
You make one change in a class and boom, the whole thing just goes crazy, right?
The whole thing crashes. But I have to say technology and coding has taught me to ask the right question.
Yes.
Because you can get lost on all the slew of information that's out there and then you go on down rabbit hole.
Yes.
But if you know what you're looking for precisely and you can ask the right question, you will get the answer. So it's fascinating to meet another that loves technology.
Doctor
like
the doctor,
that.
Right?
Yeah. So let's jump into it. So how do you get up, dress up and show up? What's your morning routine like?
Oh, wow. My morning routine, how I get up. First of all, I'm just going to be honest with you. I click the snooze button several times.
Yep. Okay.
I gotta get my mind frame right, you know?
Yep.
So after that, I typically do not eat until about 2 o'clock. I get outside in the pool. I use something called an aqua jogger. and I will do high intensity training inside of my pool, going back and forth and back and forth with jogging and then leg crosses, all kinds of exercise for your body for about 45 minutes. From there, I jump into the jacuzzi and then I'm off into, you know, bathe and all that and get into the work that I have to do for the day. So for me, I have to start with taking care of me first. That's how I get up and show up, you know.
Yeah, so. I love that you share that. And then you incorporated movement into that first thing in the morning. You have to move your body, though. You have to move it to get energy so that it doesn't fall apart on you. I mean, at 62, you look amazing. And so that explains that you've been taking care of you.
I appreciate that. Swimming is what diminishes body fat. You get resistance and aerobic at the same time. Plus the pool, we have a pool warmer, but sometimes we keep it cool because it's January now. But just jumping in cold water, is your body's going to rev up because it's trying to heat itself back up. And you're doing HIT at the same time. So
yeah, definitely the cold shower is a must for the morning routine. Gives you that sense of alertness, wakefulness,
and it's
jolting the body. And it also gets you to be comfortable with being uncomfortable very fast.
Oh, yes.
And that can be applied in every aspect of the day, in your business, in your family, you know, because things are going to come at you, but you got to be calm, poised, and ready to handle.
Yes. You're so delightful. I really had enjoyed being on your program, you know.
Thank you. What about meditation for you? What does that look like? How do you say you got to get your mind right? What do you do to get your mind right in the morning?
Well, the one thing I make sure is that I'm understanding it's more about my needs in life and not so much my wants. And I know there's this whole thing about mindset. And if you just imagine it and you can just project it and you can just, you know, manifest it and everything. But what I found out in 62 years, you can manifest or you can project and you can think and meditate on 100,000 things. But if it's not in the will of our creator for you and your life and your journey, it's not going to happen. And you place yourself in a mental state of disappointment and depression when you're going after something you can't see so much and you desire it, rather than thanking God and being grateful for what you have, knowing your needs have already been met. So when I'm snoozing, that's what I'm thinking about. Okay, Randy, you're going to come into the world today. You're going to engage with the world. Remember, it's all about what you need, not so much what you want. And the need isn't taking money from people. The need isn't advertising something and making people feel like it's going to help their problem when it's not. It's just going to make your PayPal go up. That's not the need that you want. You want to be gracious. You want to understand that people they're suffering and they're in places out here right now, and you don't need to take advantage of that. So that's what I'm thinking before I get up to set my mind right and before I start exercising.
Yeah.
Understand my needs and the needs of others, you know?
You're in to add value as well. You are in to add value in other people's lives. So that is really nice to hear. So tell us, how can we connect with you? How can we find you?
You can connect with me on LinkedIn. I will provide in the chat my information for you, but I'm at LinkedIn. I think it's Randy A. Rutledge, PhD, but you can mostly connect with me at singletree.media. There is a contact there, but if I'm going to be personal, you can connect with me at Randy, R-A-N-D-Y, at singletree.media. That's my email, Randy, R-A-N-D-Y, at singletree.media. And then from there, you can get anything else. I can give you anything else.
That is excellent. Thank you for sharing it. It's been an honor having you on the show. Thank you for shedding light into the importance of owning your content and having it on a platform and providing that platform for us to place and house that information. So thank you. Thank you so much for coming on the show today, Dr. Rutledge.
Oh, thank you for having me. Your lovely smile. I appreciate you today.
My pleasure.
All right, morning enthusiasts, that's it for today's show. Thank you for tuning in. If you love the Best Morning Routine Ever podcast, we'd love to hear from you. So go ahead and subscribe, rate, and give a review on iTunes or Google Play. While you're at it, tell a friend about the show. Be sure to visit bestmorningroutineever.com and our Facebook group to join the conversation, access the show notes, and discover our fantastic free bonus content. Until next time.
You love podcasts, the stories, the laughs, the unexpected turns. But when this episode ends, the silence starts. Not anymore. Audiobooks.com turns that silence into your next great adventure. With over 450,000 titles, from bestsellers to hidden gems, your love for listening just found its new best friend. And because you already know the joy of audio, we're giving you 3 free audiobooks to start your journey. Imagine your favorite podcast, now with unlimited episodes. That's audiobooks.com. Keep the story going. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcast-free today. Because for podcast lovers like you, the end of an episode is just the beginning. That's audiobooks.com/podcast-free.